how does feedback work with iterative design? Well, because the iterations are longer, with more complete benchmarks, it's really tough to get reliable user feedback from both our users when we user test and clients. Partially because the benchmark is larger, as an example I used that, you know, a website backend administration system as an example a couple of slides ago. But if we give the entire thing to a user after it's all done, A, the client may misinterpret our prototypes, the client may have cognitive overload, and it may take too long for the user to use the whole system and do a true test. So that's one of the problems with iterative design when you have these benchmarks, is that you could do too much and there's too much for users to evaluate when you do your testing. So that is a big issue with this. What I like to do to prevent that is I'll give the entire, I'll still do iterative, but I'll do one section, then I'll do a screencast. Another section, another screencast, to keep the client calm and then make sure they're updated with what I've been doing so they can visually see what's going on and they have an opportunity to know where their money's going, to know that I'm working, and to know what's happening. And they can still view the screen and see how it works and give me feedback through that. To be honest, I've done this numerous times. I do it to defend myself, but rarely do people even view the videos until the end. And that is a problem. When they get the final product and they say, no, this is all wrong, that's a problem with iterative design and long loops and larger benchmarks.